Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
And then suddenly a very large, spooky looking, glowing green, corpse person seems to rise out of the roof of the mercantile. And it's kind of shaky and wobbly and twitches as it stands. And it's got like wrinkled skin and hollow black eyes and, long, sharp, vicious looking teeth. And it glows with like an ethereal green light. Not like, Eustifer from before. But still otherworldly, and its arms rickety raise and wave about, and you hear that voice again, says, leave! And it rattles aggressively towards you from the roof.
Billy just waves at him.
I want to try and raise a shield if he's running at us.
Okay. Shield's the one you have a plus, you have one mark in, right?
Yeah.
So it's a zero? Okay.
Okay. That is an eight.
Okay, so, same deal. It works and you don't understand why, or it works with the backlash?
It's gonna work with the backlash. What kind of backlash can we have?
So the backlash on shield is, the next spell you cast immediately fails, but it looks like you've just messed up. You can't tell that it's the spell that had done it.
Okay.
Does that sound acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay. So it picks up like what looks like a shingle from the roof, a wooden shingle, and lobs it down at you. And it immediately like Clary steps forward and what is casting the spell look like for you?
I take my wooden spoon out, and I can use it from either end. So to make it look a little bit more menacing, I've got, like, the spoon part of the spoon hidden in my palm, so it looks like I've got a more traditional, like, rod wand just sticking out. And I wave it in a big rectangle around us, and what my shield visualizes as is this little concrete stoop and these three wooden beams with a big dome light over the top, and it looks like we're just in a porch doorway. And like, as long as we're within like the frame and the light of the porch, we are safe.
So yeah, it hits, the shingle hits and bounces off of it, and you see the figure menace you more from up there. And then, from across the way back in the, Eustifer's cabin, the door now standing open, you see another one of these figures emerge from seemingly the floorboards in the doorway, the green glow intensifying as it rattles up out of the what looks to be the ground, and, looks, pretty similar, like sunken green skin, nappy, what's the word I'm for? Stringy white hair. Clinging to it, and rags as clothes, and it looks like just skin on bones as it rattles menacingly as well, but this one doesn't speak. What do y'all do?
Cat is terrified and hiding behind Lily.
Lily is just wondering, has she ever tried to do a Raise Dead in reverse? And she's just like, she's thinking through it, and she's just like, no, I don't think I've ever really needed to. Huh.
I've got a spell that can calm him down, but I don't know. But I have a spell.
It's okay. If you can do it, I believe that you can do it, and that would be a big help. Can you cast it on yourself?
I've never tried that before because I've never really had to worry about it because I've never been this scared before.
Liliana, do you have like a little pocket mirror? If she points it at a mirror, will that cast the spell on herself?
I don't know if magic works that way. I guess we'll find out. She pulls out like a very like super old Victorian style like combat mirror and just like hands it off.
And like you see Kat like close her eyes and take a deep breath. What would Sailor Neptune do? And she just stands up really straight and tall and her nose kind of goes in the air. I can do this. And she's going to try to calm the zombie.
The one on the roof that was throwing shingles at you, or the one back at Yusufur's cabin?
The one on the roof that's throwing shingles.
Okay. Go ahead and cast this one. Is this the one you have a point in?
I have 3 points in it.
Oh, this is the... Okay.
So that's an 11 plus 2.
That's definitely going to do it. 13.
If they were hostile, they stop what they're doing, but are grumpy.
Right. So what does this spell look like?
She holds up her her focus. Just be friends. Calm down and let's just talk it out. And she throws out the thing. And like a little beam of light that's kind of rainbow hued connects like her heart to the where the zombie's heart should be, presuming that it has one. And so trying to make that connection and calm down the zombie.
Okay. So you cast that spell up at it and it kind of like, it like stops what it's doing. Its mouth just hanging slack open with its arms up above its head. And then like it gives one last like half-hearted shake of its arms before it just like drops them to the its side and like does a kind of a slump sighing motion, crosses its arms.
Could you maybe come down and talk, my friend Lily? We have some questions. We don't want to fight.
So there's a moment as it seems to consider. Again, its face isn't actually moving in any way. It just is just looming down at you with this weird glowing essence about it, and it immediately like it just slowly crumples back down to the ceiling, the roof, to where you can't see it. And then you hear some grunting. And climbing down over the edge is like a foot and a half tall, yellowish green skinned, bipedal creature, with long pointed gnarled ears. And it's wearing a loincloth, and it just kind of drops down, from the thing, and it looks up at you and it says, all right, yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Well, my name's Kat, and these are my friends. This is Liliana and Randolph, and this is Clary, and this is Ellie.
Rawr!
What's your name?
I'm Schlumpy.
Hi, Schlumpy. Why were you throwing...
That's, you mispronounced it terribly.
I'm sorry. What did you say it was?
Schlumpy.
Slumpy?
Ugh.
I'm trying. I'm sorry. Why were you throwing tile, or why were you throwing parts of the roof at us?
To make you go away.
Well, why do you want us to go away?
Because this is our town.
But we could be friends.
Laugh. He looks offended at this.
Right, Lily? We could be friends.
Lily is just, like, now head down and looks so, like, crushed that they're not actually zombies. No, I don't want to be friends.
Why? They're zombies. They're like...
Zombies aren't real.
They could be.
Like, Lily looks up with all the anger a 12-year-old goth can muster. And it's just like, I can show you if you want, if you don't believe they're real. And then just like cracks her knuckles.
He crosses his arms. I don't believe you. He turns to look at the bear. What's this about?
That's our friend Ellie, and you better be nice.
I'm not nice, I'm a goblin.
Well, goblins could be nice.
Ken looks offended.
I would like to try and summon a zombie behind him just to make sure.
What was the last part of that? I was laughing.
Just to like trip him over or something. Like pull his pants down or something.
Alright, try to cast it.
And Kat is reaching the point of like done, so she's just like looking at Clary and like stumbling over her words a lot.
I'm very excited for this. I only got a 7.
Oh no!
I'm taking the backlash.
Okay, so the backlash on this one is that the zombie is hungry and you smell very tasty. It will act on this after completing one task, and the task is to pants this goblin.
Yep.
So two hands break up through the bottom of the boardwalk, and suddenly grab this loincloth and yank down, and Schlumpy has just enough time to cover himself before as this happens. He's like, "Oh, God, what?" And then the arms just throw the loincloth into the street, and then like this is the thing where it presses down on the ground around it, and a half rotten corpse that was apparently buried beneath this boardwalk rises up from beneath it to its full height, and it's got like still bits of hair clinging to its head, it's got rotten flesh and clothing, and it looks down at Leliana and says, and lunges towards her.
Not again.
Again?
Does the... I'm hearing roar, but Livy, are you doing something?
She's just saying again in bear. she's also
so this zombie's about to try to eat Leliana. What would y'all like to
I think if it's okay with you guys, I think Ellie is gonna try and bear this zombie
bear the zombie.
It's almost like I planned it. Sounds like the drama.
It sounds like you're doing something else.
Yes.
You get a plus one for being a freaking bear.
That's an 8.
An 8 to bear. So you get to pick something. You mark a condition. It's your choice. You upset someone with you. They mark a condition. Their choice. That's it. That was the choice.
I think I would like to mark a condition.
Okay. So what condition are you
going to
mark?
I think I'm going to mark... Hang on. Let me look at the list of conditions again, just to refresh my memory. Grumpy. Sleepy. Doc.
It's chicken, confused, grumpy, mopey, and shifty.
Probably... I think maybe confused.
Okay, and which clear? So in this game, when you take a condition, you also mark what you have to do to get rid of it. It's generally a role playing thing. So which clear condition are you going to take?
You badly misinterpreted situation and cause a scene.
Okay. So describe how you're gonna bear this zombie.
So she's not gonna want to get the zombie in her mouth. So I think she just like tackles it to the ground, like shoulder rushes it.
So you tackle it to the ground, and it goes over like a sack of bones. But you hear, and you have it pinned to the ground, and you roar triumphantly. And then in the silence, you hear a groaning and creaking sound, and you look up comically at your friends as you realize too late that this thing, this boardwalk beneath you, is not going to handle this kind of impact from a bear of your size. And the ground gives way beneath you, and Instead of hitting ground directly beneath the boardwalk, you just plummet into darkness. And Bear Belly is no. cannot be seen anymore.
Well, bye guys. That was fun playing.
It was so fun playing with you.
I want to cast some magic to try to help. I want to cast Bloom.
Okay.
And have, like, some roots catch her so she doesn't just plummet into essentially a grave.
All right. Cast Bloom. You don't have any points in this one, right?
No, I don't. So negative one.
Yep.
So that's 8 minus 1 is 7.
So that's, again, it can see the backlash or succeeds and you don't know why.
I'll say it succeeds and I don't know why, because I feel like I'm acting out of emotion.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, Ellie, no! And I, like, stretch out my hands and these roots just thicken and weave together and form a platform.
Okay. So, Ellie, down this hole that you've fallen, all these roots come out of the ground around you and create, like, a mesh, and you just land on it. Sadly, the zombie, it wasn't so lucky, did not get caught in this mesh and no. plummets to the ground. And you hear a crunching sound as it hits the ground beneath you somewhere. And you look up, and you're about 20 feet down this hole. Too low for you to bear climb your way out of here, as the walls here are sheer. And the rest of you, like, slowly walk up and peer over with Schlumpy also, who, despite having been kind of pissed about being pantsed, is concerned about what happened to this bear. and also where that zombie may have gone, as you all peer over the edge and see Bear Belly down there. Bear Ellie.
As soon as Kat confirms that Ellie is okay, she breathes a sigh of relief and then walks over and gets Schlumpy's pants and gives them back to Schlumpy.
Thanks!
You're welcome.
He takes it with one hand, but he's still covering himself. He's like, look away!
We'll just all look at our friend Ellie, and you can put on your pants. Ellie, are you okay?
Can I jump down the hole and, like, as Lily is falling, like, put the scythe under her so she can fly down and help?
Yes. Right, roll your flying.
I'm very good at flying.
Is that the one with the badge?
Yeah, that's... Okay. So it's +2, so 11.
So I believe you just... It's no problem. You look just as cool as you imagine in your head.
Yes.
As you think about this kind of scenario all the time, Liliana.
Yep.
As you fly down and... You're 100% sure you could pilot your way out of here, but you don't think you're going to be able to support the weight of a full-grown bear.
Yeah, I just, like, kind of sit down on, like, this kind of platform, like, I land and, like, just kind of sit down in front of the bear and go, so how long until you're going to be back to normal?
Anyone know any size magic?
I realize we haven't heard from Melissa in a while. Have we been talking over you, or...?
No. Okay. I'm looking at my spells. I have a question about my locomote spell. Do I have to be on whatever object I am moving, or can I, like, control it?
You can control it.
Okay. I want to try and cast locomote, and I'm going to say that I've probably brought my backpack with me when we got out of the car, and one object I have tucked into my backpack is a big old patchwork quilt, and that's what I want to use for locomotion.
Yay. Okay,
yay.
The magic quilt.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I've got full mastery in locomotion. Okay, so that is 11.
Okay. So you want to describe this spell?
I'm just gonna fling out this big quilt like it's been tucked away in a cabinet.
Oh, actually.
Oh.
You throw out your quilt, and instead, As you do, the porch you have constructed around you kind of flashes with energy for a moment, as which only you see. And instead, the quilt springs to life, and you tell it to you tell it with your spell to go pick up Bear Ellie, and instead it turns around and wraps around you very, very tightly and starts to constrict.
Hello, quilt. Yes, I'd hug you back. Can you keep my arms free, please? I need this to work.
It's tighter. And you start to have trouble breathing.
Oh no. Okay, alright, I need help.
The only one up here right now is Kat, right? So Kat, yes. You're like
Kat and Slumpy
down.
Are still kind of looking down.
And you hear from behind you.
I turn around and look.
there's a quilt with some little bitty what kind of shoes do you wear?
Sensible walking sandals.
So there's some sensible walking sandals sticking out of the bottom of it. But it's writhing in panic.
Clary, are you okay?
No.
Can I try to do staff work, spell work? Because one of the things that I think would be kind of cool is kind of stitch witchery. So kind of fabric.
Yep.
So basically commanding the fabric to undo itself.
Yep. So you can go ahead and make that roll.
That's an 8 plus 2 is 10.
All right. So you are like just trying to dethread this quilt, right?
Yes.
So I've got a question for you, Clary. Who made this quilt?
My grandma made this. This is from Granny.
Cool. So, it's better than dying. But as you're having trouble breathing, all of the panels of this quilt suddenly lose their connection to each other and fall apart and start to blow away in the wind. These little panels with the batting just falling to the ground at your feet as all the stitching removes itself.
And you see the thread, like, spinning through the air and wrapping around the bottom of Kat's wand. And she looks very concerned and scared.
Kat, thank you. I can breathe again. I can say words. Hello, Kat. Thanks. Can we get this quilt back together? This is my granny's quilt.
I can try. Can I try
can
to
I help?
Re-sew it back together?
I feel like all of the panels have blown away in the wind and you have to go collect them all.
I have animate object. Can I use that to sort of iron giant all the pieces back together in one place?
So the thing with animate object is it can make any number of objects. It's the brooms from Fantasia spell. So you can make any item do a thing it's already supposed to do with your assistance, and you can definitely use it to make quilt panels be a quilt.
Okay, awesome.
That's awesome.
So go ahead and cast that.
Creative problem solving.
That is 11.
All right. So, do you want to describe what this looks like?
I think all of the quilt panels just sort of jolt, like, oh, wait, I forgot I'm supposed to be doing something. Aren't I supposed to be somewhere? And all of them kind of flip around, like one little corner of them acts as like the head of this fabric panel. And they all turn around and look at each other like, oh, there you are. And all of them just sort of stick back together to each other until it's this big sort of patchwork quilt once again, and then the whole thing just sort of flops down onto the ground almost like with a relieved sigh, like, oh, back to normal. The quilt wants to be a quilt.
Yes, precisely. So meanwhile, down in the hole, Liliana, Ellie. Ellie, you've been left alone with Liliana for a while now, And it's probably good that you're a bear and can't have awkward conversations. or so you think, until you feel yourself starting to revert back to a human. You do. You slowly return back to your normal Ellie size. However, you're covered in thick black fur.
Ellie suppresses an awe.
Ellie, like, pulls her lab coat up around her face, like, the collar of it up around her face, and sort of over her head, sort of like a turtle, sort of just disappears into it. Okay, well, how do we get out?
Oh, easy, just give me your hand.
Oh, I've just remembered I have my broom. just a second. And she, like, reaches to, like, behind her into the space where they will keep their brooms.
Into broom space, yeah.
And pulls out this sort of modern-looking Hoover, the ones with the cylinder instead of a bag.
Nice.
And the cylinder is full of a mysterious liquid that Ellie poured in there. She says, you've got your scythe. I saw it. So we can fly out of here.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So,
yeah, we can fly out on our own brooms. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cool. All right.
So do you have any points in broom flying?
Yeah, that's my maxed.
Okay. I would say normally this wouldn't be stressful enough, but you really don't want to flub this in front of Leliana.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make you roll it.
So that's 11. It's plus 2 when it's maxed, so that's 13.
Yeah, okay. So describe how cool you look flying this Hoover.
She gets on... presses the button on top and she like revs it so and then there's this big burst of like multicolored sparks and a big cloud of dust, and then she shoots up to the top of this hole in like a spiral,
leaving Liliana in there all alone. You hear below you the groaning and complaining of the broken zombie you summoned beneath the mesh of roots, and that is the soundtrack of you being snubbed for a duo ride.
So before flying up, like, Lily just kind of crawls on this, like, all these roots, and like pokes her head over the side to, like, look down into the darkness where the zombie is, and just says, I'm really sorry. okay, you seem over it. And then she's going to fly back up.
All right. So then you're all standing there for... you all are reunited, finally, there on the boardwalk.
I hug my friends.
Oh, don't...
Yeah. Pull them to me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't care. I was scared that you were gone, and now you're not, and that's great.
Yep, here I am. Sorry.
It's okay. We'll get back to Uncle Jesse. He's got so much hair gel.
No, he can't.
If he can't take the hair off, at least it will look good.
No. He'll think I'm so bad at spells.
But I mean, you already look really cool.
Oh, thank you. Let's go investigate the other goblin.
What am I, chopped liver?
Oh, did you put your pants on?
Yeah. Yes!
Well, I didn't want to turn back around until I knew that you were, like, not naked.
So, why are you in this ghost town, Stumpy?
So we live here.
Okay.
This is our town.
It doesn't look like you're using it.
He looks offended again.
Are you...
How many of you are there?
He looks at his hands and wiggles his, like, three fingers. And looks back up. Lots!
Are you using the ghosts to scare people away from this town?
Ghosts aren't... And he looks over at Lilia. And he looks back and says,
she just wiggles her fingers at him.
We're the ghosts.
But you're a goblin.
Yeah, but if you pretend to, if you just like jump out and go, oogie boogie, I'm a goblin, they either kill you or come back with people.
You're playing pretend.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you are giving the undead a really bad name by doing it.
You don't have to be so mean about it.
I gotta be mean or else teenagers will come up here and wreck our stuff.
Or you could just say, hey, please don't wreck our stuff. And if they do wreck your stuff, then you could, like, I don't know, you could call the police or Uncle Jesse or good people.
I don't understand any of the words you just said to me, kid.
Yeah, I don't know. My big sister's a teenager and she's really mean.
Ugh. He spits.
Yeah.
It's like a phlegmy, snotty, messy spit. It sticks to the wall. Doesn't actually run down. Are y'all not with the teenagers here?
There are teenagers here?
Yeah.
No, our car broke down.
He looks around. What's a car?
And she just turns to her friends and looks at a loss for words.
It's a really fast metal wagon.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, we won't eat you, but you give us your car.
No.
No, that's Jesse's car. He loves that car. And then how are we going to leave?
He kind of like flashes some sharp fangy teeth at you and says, well, you're not going to leave at all if we eat you.
But why would you want to eat us?
You probably taste bad, but it'll keep you from telling on us.
Well, why would we tell on you? All you have to do is say, hey, we're friends now, so don't tell on us. And then we'll say, okay, we won't do that. And then that's it. And then we're friends and we're done. It's not hard.
Kid, you make zero sense. He looks at the others. Can you translate for this?
No.
He looks at Ellie. The heck are you?
If you don't understand friendship, do you understand a bargain? If we get those teens out of here, can we leave like nothing happened? Can we have a truce?
His ears kind of like perk up, and he looks at you, and he looks down the road, and he looks back to you, and he says, Yeah, if you can get rid of the teenagers, that'd be great.
We can do it.
And then we can be friends.
No, deal. Everybody get ready to eat them.
No, we'll do the teenagers thing. Don't eat us, please.
Okay, no friendship. He raises a finger.
No friendship.
Lily looks around for other goblins.
So there, as you do, you make eye contact with the other quote unquote zombie that was in Eustafer's cabin, and it has been like kind of ragdolled because they got bored. And as soon as you look over, it like jumps up and menaces like again, like wiggles and rattles.
We'll help all two of you.
There's definitely more than two of us. He literally holds up his hand. See, I've got more than two fingers, so I would be able to count that high.
There is so many.
He looks back up. I'm talking.
Sorry.
Looks back to you guys. Don't mind her. All right, so the teenagers are in the mill.
Nothing wrong with wanting to be friends.
Is everything wrong with... Stop!
And she just, like, kicks at the dirt.
Yes, good! Violence! And he kicks something else.
The language they understand.
All right, to the teenagers.
Yep.
He points down to a sign that says Old Mill, and it points off down a path into the woods. He says, go down there and you get them out. That's my house, and I'm tired of sleeping on the roof.
I mean, I guess.
In the most anime way possible, Lily, like, puts the scythe on her shoulder and starts walking down.
He watches you leave, as you turn down the path, he sighs heavily and mutters something about silly humans and their silly friendships.
And under her breath, Kat's like, and then we'll be friends, okay, bye.
I heard that! I've got big ears!
I wasn't gonna mention it.
So you make it to you make it down this long winding path in the darkness. There's these towering trees all around you. You hear sounds of things in the night now, and you only now realize you hadn't heard any of that back in the ghost town. You get down to this clearing, and you hear the river trickling. There is a mill there, but the mill wheel has long since been rotten off and removed. But you still see it standing there, the scaffolding against one side of it. A large wooden shingled roof. It seems to be a very large building. And you do, in fact, see a flickering light from inside and hear, after a moment, uproarious laughter.
How do we get them to go?
Well, apparently we can't try being their friends.
We succeed in where all the goblins fail and actually scare them off. Easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
You hear the clink of glass bottles and laughter again.
If only we had someone scary around.
If only we had a ghost with a shotgun.
You know a ghost with a shotgun.
Lily feigns as much like confusion and like, do shotgun ghost? Not ringing any bells.
Remember we met him? His name was Mr. Eustifer? And he was over there. He wanted to be our friend.
Mm-hmm. As Kat starts explaining this, like, I'm already summoning him. Let's give him another run out.
Okay. Make that roll for me.
So that is a 10.
Okay. So it works as written. So we have that scene of like the mist forming. Yeah, you know, the anime, you split your face in two with the shaft of the scythe, and mist forms out, and it
reusing animation.
Yeah, definitely 1,000,000% reuse animation. And we see Eustifer come into focus again, except he's got a shotgun in his hand, and he's pointing it into the distance, and he fires it, and he goes, "Ah, gotcha!" And he looks around, and he's like, oh, dang it!
Hi, Mr. Eustifer.
Hi, kids.
Were you having fun?
Yeah. He like taps his nose at Ellie.
Ellie looks like whistles innocently.
What can I do for y'all?
So, I'm really sorry to have disturbed your rest since we sent you back last time. But could you possibly terrify some teenagers for us, please?
But not hurt them.
He looked like he was about to say yes, and then the caveat was there, and he's like, and he thinks about it.
Well, you can hurt them emotionally, just please don't hurt them physically.
Back on board! Yusufers got this! Point me at them! Where are these teens?
In that mill.
He looks over at it, and he goes, probably doing weird teenager stuff. He spits, and even though there's no spittoon nearby, there's a spittoon sound.
They're probably looking at magazines about boys and making weird noises.
Alright, so he cocks his shotgun. I'll be right back! And he goes into the thing, and there's a lot of long silence. There's more clinking glass and laughter, and then the sound of a shotgun blast. You see the whatever light was in there goes out suddenly, and there's just a sound of screaming, and you hear Yusufer cackling and more gunshots. A few moments later, three teen girls bust out of the door, and they all look appropriately rebellious and edgy, and but also terrified right now. And one of them works with the courage to turn back and hurl a beer bottle into the building before one of her friends grabs her and says, "No, Tammy, we've got to go. We've got to go. Come on." And Tammy, obviously very very drunk, complains for a moment, but then is led away. Towards the river, where you see they splash through a shallow area through the water, you see Yusufer come out. He snaps his suspenders with pride, and as he does, he bursts into a million tiny lights, having completed his task.
Wow,
we didn't even get to say thank you.
I think we sent him to heaven.
That was his last good deed here on Earth, was scaring teens.
Thank you.
I hope his heaven has lots of spittoons and whatever else he wants.
All the firewood a man could dream of.
Amen.
Well, back to the goblins. Do we think they've left for good?
I don't think they'll be back. What were they? Were they witches too?
If they were witches, they're not as good at us. They're not as good at it as we are.
Yeah,
we didn't run screaming from any ghosts.
Rawr!
Rawr!
Did you guys say so?
Because Lily was super brave, and Ellie was super brave. And you, Claire, were super brave.
Silence.
Yeah.
I don't want to go talk to Schlumpy again.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Why doesn't he want to be our friend?
He's full of friends. If the town is as full as he says it is, he's just got plenty. He's got a person to go in every seat in his home, and he doesn't want anyone to stand.
But my moms are always saying that you can never have too many friends.
He's still learning. He hasn't met your moms.
He'd probably like them, and then Mama would make cookies, and Mom would make coffee. I don't like coffee.
Coffee's for bigger kids.
She really likes coffee. And she takes Clary's hand, obviously kind of cheered up, and is rambling about her two moms.
So I'm assuming you guys were walking back up the path as you were having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so you get back up there, and you look for Schlumpy, and you don't see him anywhere. In fact, you don't, and you look towards Yusufer's cabin, and you see the door has been shut. And the ghost town appears to be a ghost town again. In fact, the hole in the boardwalk has been covered up with a rug.
I hope he's okay down there.
Cut down there. There's a like half a zombie who's just like laying there. We see him pick up a stick in the dirt and just start like playing tic-tac-toe with himself.
Oh, it was the stick that I had found earlier. I dropped in the hole, and so Frederick like crawls on the stick.
Aww.
And becomes his friend.
We see like a few shots of the zombie trying to eat Frederick, but Frederick's too wily and quick for him. But as you walk through the town, there's no sign of Schlumpy or the other goblins anywhere, and you hear a loud metal clang. And you look over back towards the car, and you see Jesse has closed the hood, and he's like wiping his hands on a grease rag that he has produced from somewhere. And he still looks, he's like, his arms are greasy, but in a very aesthetic way. And he turns back with like there's a smudge on his cheek, and he smiles dazzling white teeth at you, and he says, "All right, got it fixed.
We knew you could."
Yay.
Gives you a thumbs up. Did y'all have fun?
Not really.
Kat goes to open her mouth, looks at her friends, and then just clicks it shut. Just.
We really experienced that ghost town.
He smiles. He says, I'll give you the tour tomorrow. You know, we've got a big weekend ahead of us. I'm sure you're all tired from your little games. Let's pile in and go to the campsite." And he heads to the door and cranks it up.
Before we leave, can I do some magic to like change the rising on the population sign?
Do you have what is your staff magic works spell works the one you have 3 points in?
No, it's only a one.
Okay, so go ahead and roll that then.
So a seven.
So what's the backlash on this spell? This is the you draw unwanted attention, you break something, or there is an embarrassing side effect. So what do you change the population sign to?
So the population sign just says like annoying goblins and the spirit of Eustapha, and then like the writing kind of finishes in very nice like flowy handwriting. And then, like, a crack forms in the sign, and it just collapses in on itself.
The entire sign just crumples. And you look, like, we cut to Leliana's face, and it's, like, just the slightest bit crestfallen.
Yeah.
So you all pile into the station wagon, and it roars to life. And the 80s music plays again as it rumbles through the small, sleepy ghost town of Jameson's Dam. And the camera pulls back as the car disappears into the woods and then like rotates around the town and finally comes down on the roof of the mercantile, where we see one knobby goblin head like peer over the edge of the roof to watch the car go, and he turns and looks at this other stringy haired goblin next to him. He says, "Humans are the freaking weirdest."
I know, right?
Disgusting. And he pushes her over and walks off. And we'll end there.
Yay!
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this game, please check it out. Witch Scouts is available at acceptablegames.wordpress.com and DriveThruRPG. Please let us know what you thought of it. You can find Livy on Twitter at LivyWatka, and me, if you weren't tired of my ums yet, at Iolo, that's E-Y-O-L-O. If you wanted more of Livy and I, we have an X-Men Evolution Rewatch podcast called Cerebros. We're available wherever podcasts are.
Thank you.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.